I just heard Bernie Golbach's boo about tethering Android and Twig, and he got stung for $45 for one download of one podcast, a 43 meg podcast. And it's got me thinking to the unclearness of all of this. Tethering is, to me, connecting other devices to your primary device to get some bandwidth out of it. I do it on my Nokia N95 or E71 with Joiku Spot, and I become a Wi-Fi hotspot, become a MiFi to myself and to anyone I want to share with. And it seems to me that if Bernie's talking about the same thing, he's getting his network data analysed by O2 as tethering on his Android phone, which I find unusual. I know this is something they can do on an unbroken iPhone, but it seems to me that they want their cake and eat it. They don't just want to charge you for the data that you use, but they want to not let you share that with anybody. My example recently would be at the very conference where Bernie got stung for that download. The Wi-Fi was not working great with everybody's iPhone, and Mark Rock was looking for some connectivity to his phone, and I booted up Joiku Spot on the E71, made available the data channel, and he was up and running. He could do his demonstration at the deep dive. And I see technically and legally and contractually no difficulty in doing that, and I shouldn't pay any more for that than I pay to use the data on the phone myself. Nobody's stealing anything. Everything is tariffed, and it's if there's a water stand outside your house, but inside your meter if you're a business and metered. If you're a domestic house in Ireland, you're not metered. And you want to take that water and share it with people, it's all fine because you've paid for that. Doesn't have to be any new water charge or tethering charge. You've already paid for it. You can share it out. So I don't see why they want to cripple people's use of this unless they want to sell MiFi services themselves. And lo and behold, they do. So are they trying to restrict services in order to create a new market for themselves? Or am I being too simplistic about this? That's what it looks like to me. I think that, you know, they think of the world in a way that everybody uses an iPad or an iPhone and nobody's using anything else. It's a little bit more freer at the edges, and that doesn't mean that it's hooky or crooky, but it's able to do things that your dumbass iPhone user is not going to be able to do. So if you're locked in, wall-gardened and tied to a network and you're on a brick like an iPhone, they can constrain what they will let you do. But other people who want to use their data in a more freer way, don't stop them. You're getting paid for it already. Double tax, not allowed.